Today's daf is Krisos Daf Chof Gimel, and we're at the Mishnah, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Chof Beis Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refu Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. So, before today's daf, the last daf of the 5th parak of Masechtas Krisos, we have to just briefly review some of the important Yesoides that we've learned as it relates to Achatas, an Asham Toloi, and an Asham Meilos. So when does somebody bring a carbon chatos? If he does an Avera B'shoigeg, that had he done B'mezid, he would have been Chayiv Karas. The classic example is if somebody eats Chelev B'shoigeg. Chelev B'mezid is a Chayiv Krisos, thus Chelev B'shoigeg is a Chayiv Chatos. When do you bring an Asham Toloi? If somebody has a Suffolk, if he did an Avera B'shoigeg, that had he done b'mezid, he would have been chayiv karas. So if you eat vadai chelev b'shoigig, you bring a carbon chatas. If you eat suffik chelev b'shoigig, you bring a carbon asham tali. When do you bring an asham me'ilois? If somebody is moyo behektish b'shoigig. What does me'ilo mean? You have hanah from hektish. So if somebody has hanah from hektish, a sheer shavapruta, the sheer me'ilo is not like the sheer achila of chatas and asham taloi, because mi'ila is not about achila, it's about hana. So shir achila is b'kizayis. Shir hana is b'shava pruta. But if somebody's moyel behektish, b'shoigig, in addition to his obligation to reimburse hektish and the surcharges and the taxes that we throw on top of that, he has to bring a carbon. The carbon that he has to bring is an asham mi'ilois. We saw in yesterday's daf, machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. If somebody has a suffik, if he was moyel behektish b'shoigig. So suffik mi'ila b'shoigig. Do you have to bring an asham tali or not? The Chachamim say no. When do you bring an asham tali? If it's a suffik chayvi krisos b'shoigig. Mi'ila is not a chayvi krisos. If someone's moyel b'mezid, he's chayv misa v'dei shamayim, which is similar to karis, but it's not karis. And as a result, it's not a suffik chatos, it's not a suffik chayvi krisos b'shoigig. It's for that reason you don't bring an asham tali. Stating that, Rabbi Akiva has a chiddush, and Rabbi Akiva says, in nefesh, there's a hekish, there's a chibur between the parish of asham mi'ilos and the parish of asham tali, which teaches me that if somebody has a suffik, whether or not he has to bring an asham mi'ilos, there's a halacha, there's an idea of bringing an asham tali. Another thing that's important to remember for today's daf, and that is an asham tali is an interim kapara. So if somebody has a suffik, if he ate chelev b'shoigig, he has to bring an asham tali. What happens if later he finds out that he vaday ate chelev b'shoigig? The halach is he's going to have to bring a karban chatas. So the asham tali is something you bring kol kama there's a suffik. But if you're machria the suffik, at that point, the halach is for sure you're going to have to bring a karban chatas. What happens if you find out later that you never did the Avera, you find out for sure that what you ate was Shuman, it wasn't Chelev, you already mafresh the carbon. So that's going to be the topic of the next parak, it's going to be the topic of the next stop. But for now, we just need to remind ourselves of that very brief Hakdama, and hopefully with that Hakdama, what would otherwise be a complicated Mishnah won't be so complicated. Zok the Mishnah, Ish Shavia Chatas Ha'oif, a woman brought a Chatas Ha'oif, and the reason she brought the Chatas Ha'oif is because she had a suffik whether she was a Yoledes or she wasn't a Yoledes. So when a woman has a baby, she has to bring a carbon. What happens if a woman has a suffik whether the baby that she had begets a carbon? So not all babies require bringing a carbon. So this woman had a suffik. Now the carbon that a Yoledes brings is a chatos ha'oif and an oila sa'if. The halacha is that if there's a suffik, the oila sa'if and the chata sa'if are both going to be brought in suffik. In this case, the woman, mi suffik, brought her karbanos, and then she found out that she really had to bring a carbon, not b'teres vaday, but b'teres suffik. Is it actually if she finds out that she vaday has to bring a carbon, not just suffik has to bring a carbon. Vaday has to bring a carbon, she found out before the maliko, then the halacha is tasena vaday. Then you could take the chatas oif, which she was going to bring me suffik, and instead bring it me vaday, shemi min shehi mevi'a al hoida. And the reason this works is because it's the same carbon anyways. The carbon that she was going to bring when she had a suffik, whether she had to bring a carbon, is the same exact as the carbon that she's going to have to bring when now she finds out that Shivadeh has to bring a carbon. So being that it's going to be the same chatas anyways, the same chatas oif, so you don't have to change anything. As long as she finds out before the malika, it's okay. Once you do the malika, it's different. Because now the avodah started, you brought, did the avodah on a suffix, and now you found out it's a vadeh. So you can't use the chatas oif that you brought mi suffix for an obligation now that you have for a vadeh. So from here until the end of the Mishnah, it's a long Mishnah, you see it goes to the middle of Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah is going to bring five different cases where a person got involved in a suffix situation, in a Nosham Tali situation. Zok the Mishnah. Somebody had two pieces of meat in front of him. One was chulin, the other one was hektish. Ochal achas mem, he ate one of them. In the day is men ochal, and he doesn't know which one he ate. So he has a suffix if he ate chulin or if he ate hektish. Potter, there's nothing to bring. Why is there nothing to bring? Shouldn't you have to bring an ashram talui? No, because when do you bring an ashram talui? We have a suffix. Maybe you violated a chayv ekrisos. Over here, what's the worst thing you did? You ate hektish. If you eat hektish, it's not a chayv ekrisos. If you eat hektish, you a mile. For me'il, there's certain types of hektish that are chayv ekrisos. Noisos chayv ekrisos. Pigles chayv ekrisos. If you're tummy and you eat hektish, you're chayv karas. But if somebody just eats hektish, there's no chiv karis. And being that there's no chiv karis, it's not a suffix chayv ekrisos, so there's no asham tali. Rabbi Kiva mechayv asham tali. Rabbi Kiva says you do have to bring an asham tali. What's the pshat of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Kiva l'shitasa. Rabbi Kiva in the previous Mishnah who said, a chiddish, that for a suffix mi'ila, you have to bring an asham tali. Achlas hashniyah. What happens if after you ate the first piece of meat, you ate the second piece of meat? So you ended up eating both pieces of meat. Maybe asham vadai. Now everyone holds you're going to bring in asham vadai. Why? Because you for sure were mild behektish. As long as you did a b'shaygig, you're going to bring in asham milas. What if one person ate the first piece of meat? And somebody else came and he ate the second piece of meat. Zem mevi asham talui. Vezem mevi asham talui. Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says they both have to bring an asham talui. Each one has a suffix. Maybe he was mild behektish. Safik Me'ila, Rabbi Akiva Shita is, you bring an Asham Tali. So each person is going to bring an Asham Tali. Rabbi Shimon says, no. Shneim Mevi'im Asham Echad. Rather than each person bringing an Asham Tali, together, Beshutfis, they bring an Asham Vada. Meaning, because even though each person has a Safik, he's not sure if he ate it, but the two together, if you look at them as one, as partners, they know between the two of them, they for sure ate it. So how do you bring a carbon Beshutfis? So Rashi says, you make it tonight. What they do is, they pay for it together, and they say that if Reuven is the one that did the Avera, so Reuven's the one that needs the Asham, Shimon's going to be Meichel, his Chelik in it, to Reuven, and it's going to be Reuven's carbon. If Shimon is the one that did the Avera, then Reuven's going to be Meichel to Shimon. Either way, Reb Shimon says a Chiddush, it's possible to somehow bring a carbon B'shutfas. Reb Yoisi says, Ein Shnayim Mevi'im Asham Echad, no such thing. You can't bring a carbon Allah tonight. Second case, if there were two pieces of fat, one was chelev and the other one was shumin, achal achas mehem, the inner day is men achal. You ate one of them, person did, and he's not sure which one he ate. The halach is maybe Asham Tali. He brings an Asham Tali. Everybody holds you bring an Asham Tali in this case. Because what's the tzad iser, the chelev? Chelev is a regular chayvi krisos. Being that it's a regular chayvi krisos, you have a suffix chayvi krisos, b'shoigig, what's the halacha? You bring an Asham Tali. Achlas Hashniyah. What happens if the same person now ate the second piece? So he knows for sure that he ate Chelev, because there were two pieces and one was Chelev. So maybe Chatas. Now he has to bring Chatas. Even if he had previously brought an Asham Tali, then he wasn't sure. Now he knows for sure that he ate, because between the two, for sure, one of them was Chelev. As a result, he has to bring a carbon Chatas. What if one person ate one, the other person ate the other? Zem maybe Asham Tali. Zem maybe Asham Tali. Everybody else will bring an Asham Tali. And the words Divrei Rabbi Akiva are in parentheses. Why? Because it has nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva. Over here, we're discussing a suffix chelev. When did we say Divrei Rabbi Akiva? When we were discussing hektish, where the tzad iser was hektish, which is not chayvi krisos, asham mi'ilois, suffix mi'ilois. It's only Rabbi Akiva that holds you bring an asham tali. This has nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva. That's why you have to take those words out. It's pashit. That's not the right girsa. You can see why the mistake was made, but it's wrong. Because over here, it's a suffix chelev. Suffix chelev is a suffix chayvi krisos. Everybody holds you can bring an asham tali. Rabbi Shimon says that in the case where both people ate the respective pieces of meat, meaning it was two people that ate these two pieces, there's no reason for each one to bring an Asher Poli. Rather, they can both bring the same chatas, the same Reb Shimon in the first case. Reb Shimon says two people together can bring an Asher Vadai. Reb Shimon holds two people together can bring a Karban Chatas. They make a Tanai. If I need it, you'll be Meichel me. And if you need it, I'll be Meichel you. Reb Yosi says, Ein Shnai Mevin Chatas Achas. Just like Ein Shnai Mevin. Asher Mechel, Reb Yosi holds Ein Shnai Mevin Chatas Achas. Third case. What if a person had two pieces of meat in front of him? One was chalev, and the other one was hektish. So they're both aser, but they're not the same. One is chalev, which is a chayvi krisus. The other one is kodesh, which is only misa b'dei shemai. One is chalev, where if you know for sure you did it, you have to bring a karban chatas. The other one is kodesh, where if you know for sure you did it, you'd have to bring an asham milas. Oh, halachas, if somebody ate one of the many days, he doesn't know which one he ate. So what's the halacha? Maybe asham tali. He brings an asham tali. And again, this is not divrei Rabbi Akiva. Everybody holds you bring an asham tali, because you for sure might have eaten chalev. And for chalev, you bring an asham tali. Oh, what if the same person now eats the second one? Maybe chatas v'asham vadi. He has to bring two garbanas. One was chalev, one was kodesh. For the chalev, you have to bring a chatas. For the kodesh, you have to bring an asham mi'ilos. Oh, what if one person ate one, the other person ate the other one? Zeh maybe asham tali, zeh maybe asham tali. Again, nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva. Everybody holds that they're both going to have to bring an asham tali. Rabbi Shimon says, shneim mevi'im chatas va'asham. Rabbi Shimon says, no, in this case, they're both going to bring a chatas and an asham. Meaning, you for sure need a chat. Why are you bringing Asham Talis? Let them both bring a chatas and an Asham. Do it b'shut. If I'm the one that needs a chatas, you meichel my chatas, and I'm meichel your Asham, and if it's vice versa, you make the same term. Reb Yosi says, Ein shnai mevin chatas v'asham echad. No, there's no such thing that they both bring a chatas and an Asham. Chatichas chelev, next case. V'chatichas chelev kodesh. What if a person had two pieces of chelev in front of him? So they're both chelev. They're both chayvei kris. No suffix is a chayvei kris of it. But one of them was also kodesh. So again, for the chelev, it's chatas, because it's a chayvei krisus. For the kodesh, it's only misa v'dei shemayim, it's only an asham milas. Ochal achas, if somebody eats one of them, in the day is mem nachal. So what's the halacha? Mevi chatas, bring a karba chatas, because for sure you ate a chayvei krisus. Rabbi Akiva says, af asham tali. Here we have Rabbi Akiva again. Rabbi Akiva says, you're also going to bring an asham tali. Why? Because if you ate one of them, you for sure ate chalev, so you for sure have to bring a karban chatas, and you also might have been mayel behekdesh, because the one that you ate might have been the one that was kodesh. If that's the case, you have an suffik me'ila, for suffik me'ila, you also have to bring an asham tali. So you're going to have to bring a chatas, because you vaday ate chalev, and you're going to have to bring an asham tali, because you might have eaten kodesh. Achlas hashniyah, what if the same person now ate the second piece of meat? Maybe shnei chatois v'asham vaday. Everybody holds that. You're going to have to bring two chatois and one asham. Two chatois, because you ate two pieces of chalev, and one asham, because you vaday ate kodesh. Achlas hashniyah, what if one person ate one, the other person ate the other? Zeh maybe chatos, zeh maybe chatos. Each person brings a chatos, because they for sure both ate chalev. Rabbi Akiva says, zeh v'zeh maybe asham tali. Same Rabbi Akiva, they both also have to eat an asham tali, because each one has a suffix. Which one? Reb Shimon says, no, you never bring an Asham Tali in such a case. Zem mevi chatas, v'zem mevi chatas, v'shneim mevi'im Asham Echad. Each one brings a chatas, and then together, they bring an Asham Vadai, and they make the Tanai. Reb Yosi, the same Reb Yosi says, ein shneim mevi'im Asham Echad. There's no such thing as bringing a carbon together. Chatichas chelev, chatichas chelev. No, so what happens if somebody had a piece of chelev and another piece of chelev, which was also noiser? So what's the wrinkle of that, this last case? Each case has its own unique tichunos. So what's unique about this case? In this case, they're both chelev, they're both chayvei krisus. One of them is also noiser, which means that if it's also noiser, it also has another chayvei krisus, because noiser is also chayvei krisus. So there's not two chayvei krisus over here. There's actually three chayvei krisus over here. So zok the mishnah achal achas men benedei is men achal. You ate one of them, you don't know which one. So you don't know if you ate the regular chaylev or you ate the chaylev that was also noiser. So what's the halacha? Mevi chatas v'asham tali. You have to bring a chatas, and you also have to bring an asham tali. If you bring a chatas because you for sure ate chaylev, you have to bring an asham tali because you might have also eaten noiser. Achlas hashniya. What if you ate both? The same person ate both. Mevi gimel chatos. Then he has to bring three chatois. What about mi'ila? So the Mishnah is going to get involved. The Gemara is going to get involved in that. But for sure, you have to bring three chatois because you ate chelev and noise. What if one person ate one, the other person ate the other? Zeh maybe chatos v'ashem tali. Zeh maybe chatos v'ashem tali. Again, it's not divrei Rabbi Akiva. Everybody agrees with this because each person for sure ate chelev and each person might have eaten noise. So for the chelev, you have to bring a chatos, And for the might of Ita Noisa, you have to bring it Lashon Tolly. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon says, no, Zeh Mevi Chatos, Vzeh Mevi Chatos. Each person brings his own Chatos, Vishnei and Mevi Chatos Achas. Again, this is Reb Shimon Lashitosi for the fifth time. Reb Shimon's Shita is that if two people know that between the two of them, they for sure have to bring a Karban Chatos, instead of each one bringing his own Lashon Tolly, Beshutfis bring a Karban Chatos. Reb Yossi Oimer, and Reb Yossi for the fifth time says, Kol Chatos. Baal Chet, Ein Shnayim, Mevi and Oisa. Here Rabbi Yossi explains himself a little bit. You don't bring an Asham Beshutfis with a Tanai. You don't bring a Chatas Beshutfis with a Tanai. And the point is that being that it's Baal Chet, what does he want with that? Being that it's Baal Chet, there is a concept of a Chatas that's not Baal Chet. Here the halach is, Ein Shnayim, Mevi and Oisa. You can't bring a carbon like that Beshutfis. Zok de Gemara. Amalei Rava the Rav Nachman. Rava told Rav Nachman, going back to the second case of the Mishnah, which is the first case on the top of Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Chatichas Chelev v'chatichas Chulin. So you had two pieces of meat in front of you. One was Chelev, the other one was Chulin. So one was Chelev, meaning it was a Chayvei Krisos. The other one was Chulin. What was the halacha? So the Tanakhama said, Ochal achas mehem ve'enu yodeh ezmen ochal. So you bring in Asham Taloi. Because you might have eaten Chelev. It's very simple. What if you end up eating the second one? At that point, you're going to bring a in Asham, that you're going to bring a Vaday Chatas. What happens if one person ate one and the other person ate the other one? Each person's going to bring an Asham Tolit. That was the Tanakhama sheet. Reb Shimon says that they're, instead of each person bringing an Asham Tolit, together they're going to bring a Chatas Vaday. And then Reb Yossi said, Ein Shnayim Mevin Chatas Asas. Faith the Gemara, Rav asked Reb Nachman, the Reb Yossi Chatas Hutaloi Maisi Shneim. Ha Asham Tolit Maisi Shneim. Hai the Tanakhama. Is there a difference in seer bays between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi? They seem to be saying the same thing. Tanakhama said, if one person eats one, another person eats the other, each person brings an Asham Tali. Rabbi Shimon says, no, together bring a Chatas. Rabbi Yossi says, two people can't bring a Chatas. So, okay, so we know what Rabbi Yossi holds. You can't, though. He holds not like Rabbi Shimon. Two people can't bring a Chatas. What then do you do? Kipshuta, each person brings an Asham Tali. And if you don't have Reb Shimon's Eitzah of bringing a Chatas Vaday Beshutfis, because you know between the two of them, they for sure have to bring a Karban Chatas, so then you'll do what you would think you would do. You would think that you have to bring an Asham Tolui. So, L'chura Hainu Tanakamo says the Gemara, maybe it's not. Maybe there is a Nafkimina. You know what the Nafkimina is? We went through the Mishnah, we took for granted that if one person eats one and the other person eats the other. Again, when one was Chelev, one was Chulim. So, Reuven took one and Shimon took one. What did the Mishnah say? Each person has to bring an Asham Tali. Is that so pasha that each person has to bring an Asham Tali? It's not so pasha. It's really Tali in a daf that we learned earlier in the week. It's Tali in daf Yud Zayin Amabez, daf Yud Ches, where we had a big time machlekes amayirahim. Whether if you have one piece of meat in front of you, it's a Safik Chelev, Safik Shuman, do you bring an Asham Tali if you eat it b'shoigig or not? There's a mandama that says that if there were two chatichas, Rav Shita, if there were two chatichas in front of you, one was chelov, one was shuman, and you ate one of the two, you're not sure which one of the two you ate, there's a halacha of Asham Talui. But if it's only one piece of meat in front of you, and you're not sure if it's chelov or shuman, then you don't bring an Asham Talui. If that's the case, the first person that ate, he ate chaticha achas mi beis chatichas. But once the first person ate the one chaticha, when it comes to the second person, there's only one chaticha in front of him. So it's not so pasha really that the second person should have to bring an Asham Tali. If you take a look at Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi said on the third line, Zem mevi Asham Tali, but Zem mevi Asham Tali, deloy bai chaticha mi beis chatichas. It's clear the Tana of the Mishnah holds that you don't need chaticha mi beis chatichas. But says the Gemara, if you want to know what Rabbi Yossi was coming to be mechadish in the Mishnah, in that case of the Mishnah, maybe that's what Rabbi Yossi is coming to say. He's coming to argue and say that I hold not like Reb Shimon, because no such thing as two people bringing a carbon b'shutfis, but I don't hold like the Tanakhama either. Because the Tanakhama said, where two people ate the two chatichas, they both bring an Asham Tali. I hold no. The first person brings an Asham Tali. The second person not. Because I hold like Rav Shita earlier in the parak, where Rav Shita is that you need chaticha mi beis chatichas in order to be chayv. But if it's not chaticha mi beis chatichas, you're not going to be chayv. So says the Gemara, v'chite me chaticha mi shtei chatichas akibeinayu, hence the three shittas. The first shita is they each bring an Asham Tali. Second shita is they bring a Chatas Beshutfas. The third shita is the first person brings an Asham Tali, not the second person. This doesn't work for Tanya, because we have information from Rabbi Yossi as it relates to this sugya, where Rabbi Yossi, Oy Mezen, maybe Asham Tali, Mezen, maybe Asham. It's a Mefurish Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi held like the Tanakhama. So if he held like the Tanakhama, why is he a third shita in the Mishnah? Amale, you're right. Hakam Ashwan, the man Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi. The only reason that the Tana of the Mishnah mentioned Rabbi Yossi is not because he's the third cheetah. We're not presenting another view and another opinion. The reason he's mentioned is just to teach me. You want to know who the Tana Kama is? The Tana Kama is Rabbi Yosef. So the Mishnah, or the Gemara, is going to fast forward now to the last case. What was the last case? Where there were three pieces, there were two pieces of meat. One was good old-fashioned chalev. The other one was chalev, which was also noisa. And the discussion was, how many chatois, ashum tolis, over here there's two chayvei krisos. Amalei Rav the Rav Nachman, v'laisi nami ashum vaday. So we mentioned when we went through the Mishnah that nobody said anything about the yosha. L'chayra, if one of them is noiser, it means it's hektish. If it's hektish, there's an issa me'ilo. So why are we discussing the ashum tolis and the chatois? There was no mention in the Mishnah of the Yasham, says the Gemara. Amalei Rav the Rav Nachman, I say now the Yasham Vaday, the Noiser, the Kodesh, Amalei, the last Mishavar Pruta. You have to say it's talking about where the Hanah that you had was Pachas Mishavar Pruta. You didn't have so much Hanah from it. So being that you didn't have so much Hanah from it, you didn't have this Shir Me'ilo. That's why Mila wasn't mentioned. But the Gemara says, Vamikar, this Mishavar Pruta Skinon. You see the Mishnah is talking about cases where you did have Hanah v'shavar pruta. The Ketani Yashan Vadi was mentioned. It got an honorable mention in our Mishnah. Clearly, that case was a case where there was Hanah from shavar pruta. So you're going to stop telling me this one, yeah, this one not. So the Gemara says, no. That case, the case that the Mishnah discussed, where one piece was Kodesh and the other piece was not Kodesh, as in the first case of the Mishnah, Chaticha shal chulim v'chaticha shal hektish, over there didn't say anything about noiser. If it's not noiser, it has value. Noiser doesn't have value. You know why noiser doesn't have value? Because it's Yisrei Anah. But the Gemara says, is that true? Is noiser considered dead on arrival as it relates to Me'ila? Because it automatically is Yisrei Anah. V'yeshach l'achilachas. We had a Mishnah that said earlier in the Masechta, it's possible for a person to eat one achila, and you can be chayav four chatois and one asham. And one of the cases was noiser. And it said, maybe arba chatois v'asham echa. Why are you bringing the asham from Me'ila? See, you see this Me'ila even when there's Noiser. You don't say Noiser being that you're not going to have Anah from it. It's considered less pay Shava Pruta and you're never going to have Me'ila. So you could be Moyal in Noiser. So again, what's the Kasha? If you had two Chatichos of Chelev, one was also Noiser, why we only Chesh bring the Ashram Talus and the Chatois? And the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about the Ashram Vadi, the Ashram Me'ilos. Lachur, if you ate both pieces, for example, so what's the Loch if you ate both pieces? You're going to bring three Chatois. Why are you only bringing three chatois? What happened to the carbon asham? So that's the Gemara. Amalei, you have to say ahi begasa v'ahi bedaka. You have to say that there's an afkamina between a bigger animal and a smaller animal, or a bigger piece of meat and a smaller piece of meat. Where it's a gasa, Rashi says she'achal harbe, you ate a lot. So over there, even if it's noiser, it's possible to have me'ila. As opposed to our Mishnah, which is talking about achila daka. It could be it makes a difference what season it is as relates to noisa. Because noisa, by definition, means the meat's been out for a little while. So before the days of refrigeration, it could be if the meat was sitting around, so there's a concept, yimoisacham, it spoils. Over there, it's going to be less of a shavar pruta. As opposed to ordinarily, there will be shavar pruta. Going back to the last case, where there were two pieces of chalav. One was also noiser. And we had the same Tanakama, Reb Shimon, and Reb Yossi in that, which is the fifth case in the Mishnah, as we had in all the cases in the Mishnah. What happened to Issachal Alisser? How can you have a piece of meat or a piece of fat that's going to be noiser and it's going to be chalav? How could noiser be chal and chalav? Chalav is chavi krisos, noiser is the same chavi krisos. How could it be chal? So Rava told Rav Nachman, I don't understand the Mishnah. Reb Shimon? How's Reb Shimon opining in this Mishnah? This is a chakes, it's a tzir of Issachal Alisser. Umiyam Reb Shimon Issachal Alisser, but time limited price. Reb Shimon says, Oichel Vedib Yom Kippurim, if somebody eats Nevelo, on Yom Kippur, Potter, he's Potter. Why? Because the Isser Yom Kippur is not chal on the Issa Nevela. So you see that Reb Shimon holds a Issa chal al Isser. Am Rav Sheshes, Brei de Ravidi, Ki Koin Da'achal Kul Yubachal. It's talking about where a person ate the kidney of the animal together with the chalev, and being that he ate the kuya together with the chalev, it was two different pieces. So that the piece that was noiser was not the same piece as the piece that was chalev. It's chaticha achas because they were attached to each other. But we had this earlier in the Masechta. The chelik of it that became nicer wasn't the chelik that was chelik. It was the kuya that's attached to the chelik. And as a result, you could have the iser chelik and the iser nicer. Says the Gemara, but the kuya bechal v'nami, hakaya lo be'isoylem. That doesn't help me, because the kuya which is attached to the chelik is part of the imurim. It had to go on the Mizbeach. And anything that has to go on the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to eat. Why not? So the Gemara calls it an Isser Oilin. There's an Isser to take something that's Oila, that has a din to go on the Mizbeach, and eat it. What's the Isser? The Aruch Lener says, the Isser is, it says in the Torah, Kolul Tiyah, regarding things that have to go on the Mizbeach, lo yisei ochel. That's the Isser. Others suggest it's a different Isser, but whatever it is, there's an Isser Oilin. So how could this an Isser be chal an Isser Oilin? So the Gemara says, the Chitim, you're going to tell me sphere, the Reb Shem, the Isser is a chomer uv chal al Isser kal. One of the carve-outs, one of the exceptions to the rule of ein Isser chal al Isser, is that an Isser chomer could sometimes be chal on an Isser kal. But the Gemara says, vanevelo, the Isser kal hu, v'yoy makipurim, the Isser chomer hu, v'laikasi Isser yamakipurim, the chomer. V'chal al nevel. What was the case of Reb Shimon who holds ein Isser chal al Isser? He says there's no Isser Yom Kippur on nevel. So if somebody eats nevela on Yom Kippur, which sounds like the worst thing you can do, if you eat nevela on Yom Kippur, ironically, Reb Shimon holds there's no Yom Kippur. He's not chayv karis. What do you mean? If you eat a kosher sandwich on Yom Kippur, you chayv karis. If you eat a non-kosher sandwich, not, because ein Isser chal al Isser. The non-kosher sandwich was non-kosher even before Yom Kippur. So the Isser Yom Kippur is not going to be chal. What do you see from here? You see that Reb Shimon holds that ein Isser chal al Isser, even when the second Isser is an Isser chomer, because Yom Kippur is more chomer than Nevela. Nevela is a chayve lavin, Yom Kippur is a chayve krisos. So the kasha is that how is it chal Isser noiser on chelev, l'chur ein Isser chal al Isser? And don't tell me it's talking about the kulya, the kidney, which was attached to the chelev, because even that is osser. That doesn't help me, because there's still a problem in Isser Chal Isser, because that, although it doesn't have the Isser Karis, but it has the Isser Oilin. And Rav Shimon's Shita, the Isser Chal Isser, is a very inclusive Shita. He holds that Isser Chomer can't even be Chal and Isser Kal. So L'chura, how does Rav Shimon opine in this Mishnah? What happened to Ein Isser Chal Isser? Says the Gemara, tremendous Chiddush. Ela b'kachim goli rachmano ta'asi Isser v'chal al Isser. You have to say kachim is different. And kachim, even the most machmer in the world of Isser Chal al Isser, like Rav Shimon, is going to be moided that when it comes to kachim, it's different. How do you know that? You need a source for this. The Tanya, it's a braisa. Asher l'Hashem. So the pasuk of Asher l'Hashem is in the context of a tamei. V'hanefesh asher toichal basar mizevach hashlamim asher l'Hashem v'tumasa yalov v'nichus hanefesh im yameh. So if somebody's tamei tumas agov and eats kachim, the halacha is he's chayiv karas. The words Asher l'Hashem teach me l'rabis is emurim. Now what's the Gemara's kasha? V'emurim koyel abis ha'oilin. And Murim has a Misr Oilin, right? You have this lois assay of kolul tia, lois yachel, the chelav koil abis a kar. And chelav, which is also included in the Emurim, is even more chomer than just Isser Oilin. The chelav part of the Emurim is the chanes akaris. V'kasi Isser Tumo, chayel oleh. Elamai, what do you have to say? And nobody argues with this braisa. I mean, we're learning it from words in the Torah, Ashel Hashem, even Reb Shimon's maida. Must be that, even though Reb Shimon knows Isser Chal al Isser, when it comes to kachem, it's given. And the Gemara says, Teda, I bring you another Raish, okay, no, the Rebbe is fearless Isser Chal al Isser. Rebbe holds Isser Chal al Isser. Not like Reb Shimon. Stating that, even Rebbe is v'hani mili Isser Chomer l'Isser Kal. He only said if the Isser Chomer is giving Chal and Isser Kal. Aval Isser Kal al Isser Chomer loy. Ubekachim shaminele, but when it comes to kachim, we know Rebbe Shita is the Amar Isser Kal al Isser Chomer nami Chal. That it's Chal Isser Kal al Isser Chomer. Where do you know that from? The Isser Mi'ilo Kal. Isser Mi'ilo Kal. Now, there's nothing kal about Isser Mi'ilo. But relative to Karis, Isser Mi'ilo is kal. Why? Because it's only Misa. It's only Misa B'dei Shamayim. The Isser Kachim Isser Chomer Karis. There's certain kachim, such as chaylev, which is a chi of karis. V'asi isser miso, chaylev isser karis. And you find isser milos chal and isser karis. Now you're going to the braisa. Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi says, kol chaylev l'Hashem, the rabbi say murim, kachim, kalim, lemi'ilo. So if somebody's moil from the chaylev of kachim, he's over there isser milo. Why is he over there isser milo? Chaylev, before it became kachim, was chayvei krisos. Isser mi'ilo is an isser kal. Even though Rebbe holds Isser Chal al Isser, but he holds a Isser Chal al Isser from an Isser Chal to an Isser Chomer. Me'ila Isser Misev Kachayla Isser Chelav, the Isser Kars, which Mamino, the Kachem Goli Kro. So you have to say, Kachem is different. Either way, that's the Gemara's test. You want to know how Reb Shimon can hold in our Mishnah that someone who ate Chelav and another piece of meat that was Chelav and Isser, that you have to reckon with the Isser Chelav, and there's three Chatois potentially you have to bring. Reb Shimon knows you only bring two, because you can bring one B'Shutvas. But the fact that Reb Shimon is even getting involved in this Mishnah, isn't this a classic example of a nisa chalal iser, and don't tell me kol ye bechalva, because there's always going to be a nisa oyla. Reb Shimon has such a stringent position when it comes to yields that there's no Yom Kippur that's even chal on avail. It means Reb Shimon, you can't budge when it comes to Issa chal on Issa. Issa is never chal on Issa. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, tremendous chiddush. You have to say kachem is different. When it comes to kachem, the halacha is that Issa is chal on Issa, in Issa chal, kivim chal on Issa chomer, and it seems to be based on drashas, tupsokim. One is Asher Lashem in the parasha of someone who's tummy that he's kachim, and the other one is Kol Chelev Lashem, that's in the parasha of the Isser Chelev. But the Gemara says, I have one problem with this. Because Vatanya, we learned in a braisa, Reb Shimon says, Ein pigel ba'oilin, the ein noisa ba'oilin. Reb Shimon holds that Isser pigel is nachal on oilin, something that has a din to go on the Mizbeach. And noiser is also nachal on oilin, something that has a din to go on the Mizbeach. What's the reason? Because Reb Shimon holds Enes Achal, this is Reb Shimon L'shitasai. Even though Pigel is more chamer than Oilim, and Nois is more chamer than Oilim, they're both Chayvi Krisos. Oilim is only Kol Tia Loisi Achal, doesn't matter. Reb Shimon has a very, very extreme position when it comes to Enes Achal Lisser. But the point is, the punchline is, even though we're dealing with Kachin, still Reb Shimon holds Enes Achal Lisser. So going back to Reb Shimon and our Mishnah, how are we going to make sense of this? The Gemara says, you have to say it's a steer in Reb Shimon. So what do you do if you have a steer in Reb Shimon? You have to say there were two Talmidim that heard from Reb Shimon and they both heard differently, right? We've heard things like that. Ela Tanoihi, Valibid Reb Shimon, Ikadama Bekachim Isachal Alisser, Ikadami Bekachim Nami, Enesachal Alisser. Says the Gemara, the Mandama Bekachim Nami, Enesachal Alisser, Kol Chelav Lashem Mayav. According to Mandama, that holds that even by Kachim, Reb Shimon Chita is Enesachal Alisser. What does he do with the words Kol Chelav Lashem? What did Rebbe in the Braisa Darshan from the words Kol Chelav Lashem, that a Muri Kachem Kalim have Me'ila. Even though it's already Chelav, it's still Chal Me'ila on the Issa Chelav. Because even if Ein Issa Chal Alisser, from Issa Chal to Issa Chomer, but Kachem is different. But now you're telling me Reb Shimon holds that even by Kachem, it doesn't matter what the scenario is, even Issa Chomer and Issa Chal by Kachem, you're going to say Ein Issa Chal Alisser. So if that's the case, what does Rebbe do? Or what does Reb Shimon do? That time, I'll leave it to Reb Shimon, what's it called? Chel Hashem. So the Gemara, Michael, the Vlad Kachem of Mesachtes Tmura fame, it's talking about where you had Vlad Kachem, Kasavar Vlad Kachem of Yosef Doshim. He holds like the Mandama that says that when does Vlad they catch him, get its kedusha, not berechem imoy, but rather when it's born. And as a result, the travayu bahadodi ka'asu, that both isurim achal bevas achas, I mean that both isurim achal bevas achas, so it's for that reason it's possible for the two isurim, the bichal, isavas achas, even by kachem, everybody's going to agree. I mean, even Reb Shimon, who holds, and isachal alisser, he's so machmer, and he holds it even by kachem, but if the two things are chal at the same second, over there, it's going to be different. Either way, an interesting takeaway from the latter part of today's daf is this idea that even if you hold Ein Isser, Chal Al Isser, but an exception to the rule would be Kachem. So we're familiar with many exceptions, to, right? The sugya of Isser, Chal Al Isser starts Ein Isser, Chal Al Isser. But you have to read the fine print, right? There's a little asterisk, and you have to read the fine print. There's Isser Koilo, there's Isser Moisiv, there's Isser Bavas Achas, there's a concept of an Isser Chomer being Chal on an Isser Kal, and here we have a big one, and that is, there's an idea that when it comes to Kachin, you don't have a halacha of Isser Chal Al Isser, Hadron Allah, Dam Shchita. So, just to end an intense week of Daf Yoimi with four Ha'arois, four ha'aris related to the sugya of Ashim Tali. I just want to preface it that the sugya of Ashim Tali is really a very yesoidistic, it's a very fundamental sugya in the sense that it deals with the halachas of Safik. And Safik is one of the themes that underpin Gan's Torah Shebaal Peh. The halachas of Chazakis and Roiv. So many sugyas, certainly in Nosh and Nezikin, certainly in the quote-unquote yeshivish sugyas, it starts off with a safik. You have a safik, so what do you do now? You have Eidim, you have all these different sugyas start off with a safik. And here you have a parish in the Torah. You have a parish in the Torah that addresses safik. And really, the sugya of Ashim Tali is a great study in terms of understanding the ideas of safik. So on the topic of Ashim Tali, specifically safik, some yesoidis that are negeya, really gans shas for ha'aris. The first story is that we've been saying all week, when does a person bring an Ashim Tali? So when do you bring an Ashim Tali? If you b'shoigig eat something that is a suffik chayvi krisos. So if somebody b'shoigig eats chaylev, the halach is, he has to bring a karma chattis. If someone b'mezit, he sits down, hinini muchanim zuman, to eat chaylev. So what's the halacha? He's chayv karas. He gets malchus and he's chayv karas. If somebody b'shoigeg eats chaylev, he did it by mistake. Oops, he didn't realize. He didn't realize it was chaylev. He didn't realize that chaylev was aser. He has to bring a kar mechatas. If somebody had a piece of meat in front of him and he wasn't sure what it was, he wasn't sure if it was chaylev, he wasn't sure it was shumen, and he by mistake eats that piece of meat, don't bring a chatas because you don't know for sure that you did the aveira. For a chatas, you have to know you did the aveira. A hayda elav chatas, this person doesn't know. So what does he do? He brings an Ashram Talmud. That's the basic halacha of Ashram Talmud. Stating that, I want to read to you a lashon from the Chassam Sofer. This is in Tshuva's Chassam Sofer. It's a Chayshem Mishpat. It's Simen Chaf Test. The name of the Tshuva is Bedine Ashram Talmud. Stating that it's a very short Tshuva, but it's Bedine Ashram Talmud. So it's Negeya, a shtickle that really relates more to the tomorrow's daf, but just one ha'ara. Avul Yoisin Nirali. The Lekuli Alma Mishkachas Haidina. But Ashram Tali. Lefi. She nirulani is daiti. Zok the Hilig Sam Soifer. The Misha Achal Chaticha. Listen to this. She's Safi Chelev, Safi Shumin. Somebody eats a piece of meat. That's Safi Chelev, Safi Shumin. Ein Chilik, says the Chsam Soifer, makes no difference. Bein Yoda Shahoya by Safi for Achloi. Ubein Ta Vesava Shuvade Shumin. It makes no difference if he ate it bemazed or if he ate it beshaigig. La Oila Maisi Ashram Tali. If the piece of meat that you ate was something chaylev, something shumin, you're always going to bring an Ashram Tali. Even though it was a something deraisa, you went ahead and you ate it b'mezid. If you find out later it was vadei chaylev, you're going to bring a karma chatos. Because this person, even though he ate it b'mezid, he's a shaygig. Why? Because he thought that maybe really it's shumin. It was really only a safik. So being that it was a safik, even if he goes and eats it b'mezid, he's still going to be considered a shoygeg. Why is he going to be considered a shoygeg? Because he can always argue that I made a mistake. What do you mean made a mistake? Because I knew it was okay, and I assumed that, probably, hopefully, it's okay. So being that a person can tell that it was some achatzmei al-daita, that makes him a shoygeg. And if it makes him a shoygig, he can check off the box shoygig, and as a result, he'll be able to bring an Ashram Talmud. A tremendous chiddush from the Chassam Sofer, geshmak is svar, but a tremendous chiddush from the Chassam Sofer, that when we say that someone that eats Sofik Chelev, Sofik Shumen, brings an Ashram Talmud, it's true even if he ate it b'mezid. Lav dafka if he ate it b'shoygig. This is going to be true even if he ate it b'mezid. It's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. And the emes is that the Magia on the bottom of the Chassam Sofer brings that this Chiddush is already mentioned in the Rishonim. The Shita Mekubetzes in Masechta Ksubas Daf Chav Beis brings this Chiddush b'shem Talmid Rabbeinu Yoinah, and it seems very mashma that way in the Mefarish in Masechta Nazar Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph Ayin Shav. But there's a very, very big problem. The problem is that as much as there may be support to this Chiddush from a Shita Mekubetzes and from a Mefarish in Masechta Nazar, but Rashi and Tosfos, the Mefarish HaGemara, right in the beginning of the Sugya of Ashram Talmid, and Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, right in the beginning of the fourth parak of the Masechta, which is where we shifted gears and started talking about the halachas of Ashram Talmid, say not that way. If you take a look at the top Rashi on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Bey, so we're talking about the classic example of Ashram Talmid. Achal echad mehem v'kasav ashumenu v'achal kach noydish echad ayichelev v'zel lo yada izay achal maybe Ashram Talmid. Zok Rashi. Avum b'shas achiva hoyso loy safik. Let's say at the time the person sat down to eat it, he had a safik. V'hezid. And he was amazed. Va'achla misafik? Mazed who put? It's Mefurish Rashi. Buck Tainer. It's Mefurish. It's clear. There's no shayu over here. Rashi says it clearly that if a person bemazed eats a piece of meat, Safik Chelev, Safik Shum, and he doesn't bring an Ashram Tali. And by the way, Tais says the same thing. If you turn the page, Tamid Aleph, Zok Tais, very small Tais, Safik Achal, Umayri Bishah Sha'achal, Hoyasav Ashu Shuman. It's talking about where at the time that he ate it, he thought it was Shuman. The Iyoidei Ashu Safik Chelev. Because if he knows it's a Safik Chelev, Echi Maisi Carbon. How could he bring a carbon? He makes a Cheshman Tais, why not? Tais adds a Svara to it. We don't need the Svara for now. But Al Kaparim, Rashi and Tais, the two Mefarish Yagamar, same Mefurish, not that way. Again, the Chassam Sofer's Lashon was Lefisha Nir. With a whole geshmak asvara, and you can find rayas. The Chassam Sofer has a tana the Messiah. Shita mikubetzes b'shem Talmid Rabbeinu Yoinah and a mafarish the Masechta Nazar. But how could the Chassam Sofer say with a pashtus? How could the Chassam Sofer say with a pashtus a svara nira lani as daiti, as if the Chassam Sofer is being mechadish this svara? where it's connected, Rashi and Tosfos, right in the Mishnah, the first Rashi came out and the first Tosfos in the sugyas that talk about the halachas of Hashem Tovi. At first glance, the Chassam Sofer Sarachi and Gadol, I saw in the Shiurim from Rav Shmuel Deutsch, Shlita, Shiva of Kalteira, who says that maybe you have to say, he says it's mistab, but the Chassam Sofer would tell you that there's a difference between a suffix where it's possible to have an opinion and a suffix where you can't have an opinion. So if it's a suffix where, like a drora de mamoina, you have in the sugis of a machlepar of a chamar, right? If it's a suffix where you can't have an opinion, so in that case, you're amazing. And that's where Rashi was coming lafuke. But if there's a suffix where it's possible to have an opinion, where it's shayach that, you know, I could think, yeah, I can have an opinion. We don't know for sure, but I think, based on circumstantial evidence, maybe not evidence that's admissible in court, but evidence that at the very least can lead me to believe a certain way, so that when I eat it, I can come to you later and argue like the Chassam Sofer says, and he says that it's mashma that way in the Chassam Sofer ala Shas. I couldn't find the Chassam Sofer ala Shas in a Vainik, but regardless, you have to be me. It's a mitzvah liyash of the Chassam Sofer, because even though he's saying a Geshmak is far, and he has Rishonim that support him, but to say Nirla Nias Daiti with the simplicity where it's connected Rashi and Tosfos in the sukkah, but either way, very gishmak. There's a tzad in the Rishonim that you bring an Hashem Tali, even if you ate the Suffolk chelev, Suffolk shulman, b'mezid. Till now, we keep on saying b'shagi, that's the pashtas. But there is a tzad, what do you mean? You don't bring an Hashem Tali b'mezid. It says mefurish in the Torah, you only bring it. It's true you don't bring it b'mezid, but there's an idea that you can always argue that I was really a shagi. That's the first ha'ara. The second ha'ara is, I saw in the Har Tzvi, Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank, al Hashas. This is on Daf Yud Zayin Amad Aleph and Masechtas Krisos. He brings an interesting shaila. What would be if somebody ate Safik Chelev, Safik Shumim, B'mezid? So we have now a Chassam Sofer and maybe a Machlokes Rishonim, what the halacha would be. Whether you have to bring an Hashem Tali or you don't have to bring an Hashem Tali. Forget about the Hashem Tali. That was the first Tara. The second order is something else. What happens if later he finds out this person does that he ate Vadai Chelev? He for sure ate Chelev. Does he bring a Karban Chatas, or does he not bring a Karban Chatas? Again, the first Tahara was discussing, does he bring an Hashem Tali? Chiddush from the Chassam Sofer. Another Shaila. Now you found out, you had more information, you know you ate Chelev. Do you bring a Karban Chatas, or do you not? So you say, of course, what's the tzad you should bring a Karban Chatas? Not for sure. What's the Shaila not? Says Rav Hirsch Pesach, I'll tell you the tzad not. Because the Gemara says, Masechtas Chulin Daf Hei, and it's a Gemara in many places in Shas, that a mummer who does a chayvi krisis b'shoigig doesn't bring a karma chatos. And the reason is because hashav miyadiyasoy mevi chatos, loy shav miyadiyasoy eni mevi chatos. The only time a person has a taina shoigig is where he can argue, had I known, I would have never done it. But a mummer l'chal Shabbos, a person who's m'chal Shabbos indiscriminately, now he was Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig, so he's going to bring a Karma Chatos. Had he known it was Shabbos, he would have done the same Chal Shabbos anyways. So he's a Loi Shav Miyadiyasai. Hashav Miyadiyasai Mevi Chatos. Loi Shav Miyadiyasai Eni Mevi Chatos. Says Rav Hirsch Pesach, Yesh Lion. Is this person a Shav Miyadiyasai or is he a Shav Miyadiyasai? L'chura, you can argue that being that he knew it was a Safi Chel or Safi Shulman, and he didn't care. So if he didn't care, then Vaistos, he's okay. He doesn't care. So maybe he's a loy shami yediyasai. So if he's a loy shami yediyasai, so the halach is that even if he finds out later that he ate vadei chelev, he still can't bring the carbon. You know why? Because you see he's a loy shami yediyasai because he ate it when it was in a matzav of sof. Stating that, says Rav Hirsch Pesach, it's a mefurish Yerushalmi. It's Yerushalmi in the beginning of the sixth parak of Masechtas Trumas. It's beautiful to watch how the people who became a kol ha'Torah kula, these gedolim, they varfed bavlis and Yerushalmis. He says that Yerushalmi in the beginning of the sixth parak of Masechtas Trumas, it says, mezid besafik have a shoygig bevadai. What does he mean? It means to say that if somebody has safik chelo, safik shuman, and he eats of a mezid, he's still treated as a shoygig as it relates to a vadai chelev. Just because I was willing to take the risk and eat the suffix doesn't mean that I would eat the vadai. As it relates to the vadai, you're still going to be considered a shav miyadiyasai. If you're going to be a shav miyadiyasai, you should be able to bring a karben chatos. Says Rav Hirsch Pesach that he met Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, Zatzal, and he discussed this with him. This Yerushalmi, and Rabbi Zalman told him the Herani Agoy Rabbi Zalman Meltzer Shirosham al Gilyan haYerushalmi Shalai. That on the side of his Yerushalmi, he wrote on the Gilyan. He said, when I learned this Yerushalmi, I said, I think this Yerushalmi is a raya to a chiddush from the Malbusha Yontif. What's the chiddush? The halach is, if someone's Makadish and Isha, he marries this woman and he finds out afterwards that she's an islandess. So the halach is, he can unwind the marriage. because he could say it was a mekach tois. I didn't know she was an eilus. Had I known, I would have never been mekadisher. What if someone's mekadish an isha that he knows might be an islandess? Someone's mekadish a suffic islandess. The nimtzus islandess vade, and then later he finds out that she was a vade islandess. Could he say mekach tois, or could he not say mekach tois? So in Svara, they'd be mocking to say that here you can't say mekach tois, because over here you knew you were getting yourself into mekach tois. I had no idea she was an eilus. Yes, you did. You knew. You knew there was a chance she was a suffic islandess when you married her. So luchura, how could you tie a mekach tois? Stating that the Mabusha Yontif says a chiddush. Mekadish suffic islandess. Vinimtzus vade islandess. Havi mekach tois. Said Rabbi Sazalman, I think this Yerushalmi is the makar, because you see in this Yerushalmi a concept of mezid besafik, havi shoygig bevadai. And just because a person is willing to take risk on a suffik, and he's a loy shav miyadiyasoy, as it relates to suffik iser, it doesn't necessarily mean that he would be a loy shav miyadiyasoy as it relates to vada iser. If I knew for sure it was chaylev, I wouldn't touch it. Suffik iser, I'm willing to take a chance. So this person was willing to take a chance as it relates to suffik islandess. But vada islandess? No, that not. That's going to be a mekach tois. So Rav Hirsch Pesach says that he told Rav Marti, the Ein Mikan Raya, and he says, Geshmak as far as, if you want to look it up inside, slightly beyond the scope of what we do. But either way, that's the second R, Geshmak. So somebody ate Safik Chelev, Safik Shumim, Bemezid. The first R was the Chiddush of the Chassam Sofer, Chashimish, Besimit Choftes, that he brings in Hashem Tali. The second is this Yerushalmi in the beginning of the sixth parak of Masechtas Trumas, this Shakla Vitaria between Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, with regards to if somebody went ahead, he ate a Bemezid. Now he finds out for sure that he ate Chalev. Could he bring the Chatas or could he not bring the Chatas? Do we look at him as a Shav Midiyasai and not a Shav Midiyasai? And maybe this has to do with this tremendous Chiddush from the Malbucha Yantif. Someone's Makadish, a Savag Island, is Vinimtsas, Vailas, Vadai. That maybe the Allah is that we're going to treat her as a. The Allah is going to be Mekach Tois. The third Aura is a Mechas Chinuch. The Mechas Chinuch is a mitzvah Kuf Chav Ches. That's where he discusses the Allah is of Ashon Talui. And the Mechas Chinuch says of Gvaldige Chiddush. He says, what would be if someone doesn't just have a suffik if he ate chalev, but he has a svek sveka? It's a double suffik. He has a double suffik if he ate chalev. So for example, a person ate a piece of meat, it was a suffik chalev, suffik shuman. And he can't remember if he ate it before Yom Kippur or after Yom Kippur. The halacha is that if someone's chayv ashram tali, and then Yom Kippur comes, you don't bring an ashram tali. So now you have a svek svek. You have two tzadim that you're not mechuyev to bring an ashram tali. Number one, maybe I ate shuman. Number two, even if I ate chaylev, Yom Kippur passed. So if Yom Kippur passed, maybe Yom Kippur passed. So it's a svek sveka. So clears them in Chas Chinuch. What would be the halacha svek sveka as it relates to ashram tali? Geshmak ashayla. Would you bring an ashram tali, or would you not bring an ashram tali? Zok dem in Chas Chinuch. Nira de chayev ashram tali. I hold that you're going to be chayav ashram tali. What's the reason? Avag after mesupik emu chayav ashram tali, mekamakim chayav. Because given that Torah gazer shechayav ala safik, being that the halach of ashram tali is a din deiraisa, where the Torah said that if you have a safik, that you may have eaten chaylev, you have to bring an ashram tali, chayav gam al svek sveka. Kimoy safik tumah b'shus hayach. It says the Mechas Chinuch have precedence for this. The halach is safik tumah. You go l'chumra l'kula. So there's a halacha l'mayshim Sinai. There's a special chiddush. We learn it from the parish of Soita that it depends on where the suffik was noilat. Suffik tumah b'shus hayochid sveikoy tameh. Suffik tumah b'shus harabim sveikoy tar. The halacha is that if somebody has a svek sveika of tumah b'shus hayochid, it's also sveikoy tameh. So what do you see? The lashon haGemara is that kol shat yochel rabbi sveikoy is harbei tameh. Doesn't matter how many, you can have 100 sveikas. It doesn't matter. The halacha is suffik tumah. Regardless of how many sveikas you have. What's the point? The point he brings that all the Rishonim say, and he says they say this throughout Shas. And that is that when the Torah asks for Safik, it doesn't matter how many sveikas there are. If the Torah said Safik is Asr, you can have one Safik, two sveikas, 10 sveikas. At the end of the day, it's still a Safik. It's true in Halacha, there's a concept of a Svek Sveika. But that's however that works. The point is that when the Torah said Safik is Asr, it doesn't matter how many sveikas you are. If the Torah says you have a Safik, you have to bring an Ashram Talu. Says the Mechas Chinuch, even if you're going to have a svek sveka, you're still going to have to bring an ashram tali. Zok to Mechas Chinuch, what would be if you have a roiv? So let's say a person has a safik chelev, safik shuman, but there's a roiv. There's a roiv that's machria that it was shuman. Now, what's the case? Listen, I'll tell you what the Mechas Chinuch says. Ve'heich mishkachas le roiv ba'ashram tali, ketzayir besichlecha v'tein l'chacham. He says, try to figure it out.
give it to a chad. That's what the Mechaschinuch says. So we'll leave it at that. But whatever the case is, so you have a Rav now. Rav is telling you that you don't have to bring a carbon. So what's the halacha? Do you work with Rav or do you not work with Rav? So the Mechaschinuch, you know what it's Talian? The Rosh. Which Rosh? Bava Metzia Davav. In the sugi of Takfu Kayan. What was the Rosh? Somebody was in the middle doing Maisa Behema. And one of the animals that went Tachas HaShevet jumped back into the herd. So you have 100 animals, you're doing your thing. And then one went back. Kofatz Echad Min HaMenuyin. One of them went back in. So what's the halacha? The halacha is Kulam Turim. You can't bring Maisa Behema anymore. Because the halacha is that once you count an animal, once you can't count it a second time, each animal that's going to go Tachas HaShevet is a suffix. It might be from the Menuyin. It's a suffix from the Menuyin. So the halacha is, you're not going to be able to bring it. That's the halacha of Kofatz Afrik. This is Akasha. Afrik, the Rosh Akasha. What happened to Bittul Beroy? You have 100 animals that are Chayiv and Maisa Behema. One is Potter. Let the one that's Potter be bottled to the 100 that are Chayiv. So Tosfos says Terutzim. It's a barrier. Tosfos gets involved in whether you could say a Bittul Zok the Rosh. Because over here, we're dealing with the halacha of Maisa Behema. Maisa Behema, the Torah says, Asiri Yekodesh, and Chazal Darshan Asiri Vadai, Veloy Asiri Sofik. Only an Asiri Vadai can become Maisa Behema. If there's any tzad Sofik in the world that this is not an Asiri, it gets no Kedusha. Asiri Vadai, Veloy Asiri Sofik. So if there's any Sofik whatsoever on this animal, if it's the Asiri, it can't have Kedusha. Says the Rosh, even though there's Aloha Bittul B'Roiv, even though there's a concept of Achri Rabin Lahatois, Roiv tells you what to do when you have a Sofik, but it can't be Machriya the Sofik. And even if you want to tell me it could be Machriya the Sofik, but it can't make it a Vadai. Roiv can't say that this is for sure the way it is. Almost for sure, but not 100% for sure. And even when you have a Roiv and you're using the Roiv, it doesn't take away the fact that there's still on some level, there's a suffix with a Roiv, but it's still in a matzav of suffix. So ordinarily, Roiv is enough. But where there's a halach of Asiri Vadai, Veloy Asiri Suffix, where Chazal said, if there's any tzad suffix in the world, because he needs Vadai. So anything that's not Vadai, meaning any tzad suffix, can't be Asiri Kodesh. So says the Rosh, that's why you can't rely on a pittle. So says the Mechaschinuch, you see from here that even when you have a Roiv, you still have a Sofik. Any Sofik that you have in the world is going to be enough for an Asham Tali. It doesn't matter if it's one Sofik, it doesn't matter if it's two Sveikis, 10 Sveikis, it doesn't matter if you have a Roiv. Because the Rosh's Chiddush is that even when you have a Roiv, the Sofik is still there. As long as it's a Tzad Sofik, Sofik to Mechaschinuch, it's Pasha to him. That would be enough. That would be enough for you to have to bring an Asham Tali. So Mechaschinuch is being Mechadish in Kuf Chav Ches, if you want to see it inside, he starts talking about it briefly in Ois Gimel, and then he says this shtickle that we just spoke out in Ois Ches. It doesn't matter how many sveikis there are, even if there's going to be a roiv, still the halach is that you're going to be chayiv asher tali. The question is why? It seems like a little bit of a chiddush. So the Michas Chinuch says what the Michas Chinuch says. I was just thinking to be moisef one ha'ara, and that is that why does a person bring an asher tali? What's the purpose of it? It's not going to get kapara. The real kapara you're going to get when you find out later. If you find out that you did, you have to bring a karban chatos. It's lahogim and ayasurim. Right? We mentioned it's gemara daf chafei, daf chavav. We'll see those gemaras. Metz Hashem at the beginning of next week. It's lahogim mina yasurim. Meaning it's related more to sakana than it is to Isser. It's not for the Isser Shabbai, it's for the Sakana. We know Chamira Sakanta Meisura. And a lot of the Klolim that work when you deal with Isser don't work with Sakana. What about Svek Sveika? Could you use a Svek Sveika for Sakana? Let's say you have a Shaila of a Sakana. And there's two Tzadim that everything is okay. It's the Prima Gadim Shaila. We spoke at once a beautiful tshuva from the Mincha Soluza with a Katlonis. It's a Chelik Bey, Simon Ayin Vav. We have rate bites on this. We were very mirich in this. But there's a very, very stark tzad in the poiskim that when you have a question of sakana, you can't rely on a svek sveika. So could be Asham Tali is always treated as a svek sveika b'mokam sakana. Chamir sakata b'surah. You too ordinarily you can rely on a svek sveika. But now when it comes to sakana, that's the third aura. The fourth aura will just leave literally as our aura. We'll end the week with a kasha. And that is, we started the week, just to come full circle, with the Rishonim's kasha, the Rashbis kasha, Masechtas Kedushin of Ayin Gimel, on the Shita Sarama. The Rambam Shita is that even though Sveika Deraisa L'chumra, it's only Midrabanan. Midday Raisa, Sveika Deraisa L'kula. Meaning, Midday Raisa, if you have a piece of meat in front of you, Sofik Chelev, Sofik Shuman, what's that lacha? You're allowed to eat it. It's Midrabanan that you're not allowed to eat it. And the Rashba said that this Rambam is Shver. It's not just Shver from a Gemara, we said. Not just Shver from a Drasha or from. It's Shver from a whole parish in the Torah. The whole parish of Asham Tali doesn't make any sense. Like the Rambam. Why? Because when do you bring an Asham Tali? When you eat Safi Chelev Safi Shuman. Albeit Peshaygig. Maybe Bemezid, but Pashtis when you eat a Peshaygig. If you were allowed to eat this piece of meat, l'katchila, you could sit down and eat this piece of meat. You could serve it at a haimish asida. So how is it possible then? How is it possible that if you eat it, b'shoigig, you have to bring a nosham toli? That's the Rishonim's kasha. We spoke out a little bit. We literally spoke out a drop in the bucket from Rabbi Chanan's arichos on this kasha in Kovetz Aris in Simen Membeis. But just one ha'ara, and that is, we just mentioned the Michas Chinuch Chiddush, who says that it's pasha to him, that the halacha of Asham Toli is true, whether there's one Savik, there's two Sveikis, even if you have a Roiv, there's a halacha that for an Asham Toli, you have to, if you have a Savik, if you ate Chalev or not, the halacha is, you have to bring up. What do you see from there? You see that the Asham Toli has nothing to do with whether or not I was allowed to eat this piece of meat or I wasn't allowed to eat this piece of meat. If there's a Svek Sveka that this piece of meat in front of you is Shulman, everyone agrees you're allowed to eat it. There's no one in the world is going to tell you you can't eat it. You can rely on Svek Sveka. If there's a Roiv that the piece of meat in front of you is kosher, of course you can be Saimich HaRoiv. If we won't be Saimich HaRoiv, we'd walk around starving. Aval, you can be Saimich HaRoiv. There's no, you're allowed to Roiv as a halach in the Torah. Who said you're not allowed to be Saimich HaRoiv? So Aval, you can be Saimich HaSvek Sveka. Aval, you can be Saimich HaRoiv. Aval PK, it doesn't negate the fact that as it relates to the halach of Asham Tali, if you ate something that's a Sofik Chai B'Krisos, you have to bring Brochs, Breng, and Asham Tali. That's the halach of Asham Tali. As if that's the case, what's the Rishonim's grace to me on the Rambam? The Rambam has a shita that if you have Sofik Chalev, Sofik Shuman in front of you, you're allowed to eat it. It's okay. Eat it. Eskis in the head. It's fine. You're allowed to eat the piece of meat. Everyone goes, you're allowed to eat it? Then how do you bring an Asham Toli? I don't understand. And according to the Rajba, according to the Ran, according to all the Rishonim that argue, the Michas Chinuch said for a double Pashit that if there was a Svek Svek on this piece of meat, we're for sure you're allowed to eat it. If there was a Rive, where for sure you're allowed to eat it. Still the halacha would be that if you ate it, you would have to bring an Asham Toli. Elamai, the Asham Toli has nothing to do with the Issa v'Heter. Two dinim. There's one shayla, can I eat it or can I not eat it? There's another shayla, if I eat it, do I have to bring an Asham Toli? Do I not have to bring an Asham Toli? So just like the Rishonim are going to have to say a two dinim and some super duper lumdus to try to explain it, or maybe a simple lumdus, but they're going to have to say something to explain it, the Rambam will have to say the same shtetl Torah. Why was the Rajba and the Ran so bothered with the Rambam Shita in light of the fact that the Rambam holds that I can eat this piece of meat, thus, the matmiya, how's it shayach that if you eat it, b'shoyge, you have to bring an Asham Toli? Isn't that same exact phenomena true according to all the Rishonim? Don't they agree if there was a Svek Svek or a Roiv on this piece of meat, where for sure you'd be allowed to eat it? Still, the halacha is that you would have to bring an Asham Toli. There's a simple teretz to this kasha. We don't have time to get into it now. Maybe on Sunday. But either way, we'll end over here.